This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On a surprise visit, U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Kyiv. This is after there had been announcements that he would not be going to Ukraine and instead headed to Poland for visits there. On that visit, we have more from Shelley Adler.
President Biden will be meeting with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
It had been discussed that Biden might visit or talk to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky while in Poland, but again, he has instead arrived in Kyiv. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6 earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. The Secretary of State is making his first trip to NATO ally Turkey since he took office. Speaking to reporters, Blinken says it's going to take a long-term effort to help rebuild there.
When you see the extent of the damage, the number of buildings, the number of apartments, the number of homes, they've been destroyed. It's going to take a massive effort to rebuild.
Blinken says the U.S. is pledging more than $100 million in aid. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast in its second weapons test in 3 days. That drew quick condemnation from its rivals. The weapons firings follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launched Saturday, and North Korea's threats to take an unprecedented strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea said the two missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan said the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The amount of grain leaving Ukraine has dropped even as a UN brokered deal works to keep food flowing to developing nations nearly a year into Russia's invasion. It comes after inspections of ships have fallen to half what they were 4 months ago. A federal mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 has been placed nationally for a year, but some contend it's actually time to end it. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators, like Tim Corbin with Truman Lake Manor in rural Missouri, say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone.
For people to leave the industry is over a vaccine mandate. I feel that the care they would provided would have done more good than the vaccine they could have taken.
But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
A sea of red balloons was blowing over the rubble of demolished buildings on Sunday, parts in memory of every child who died last week's earthquake. A group of volunteers led by Ogun Severokor, a photographer and initiator of the project, climbed up the debris and attached balloons to metal wires sticking out from the pile of remains of the buildings. Rescue efforts in earthquake-hit Turkey whittled down Sunday, nearly 2 weeks after the country's deadliest modern disaster struck, with many praying only for bodies to mourn. More than 46,000 people have been killed in the quake in Turkey and Syria, and that toll is expected to rise dramatically. Indonesian police say they will escort back to Italy an Italian-Australian fugitive who was arrested on Indonesia's tourist island of Bali. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.